And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and we are featuring Mr. Jordan Brambrink this time around. And Jordan, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Let's introduce yourself and, you know, your home life, your family. Tell us about yourself, Jordan.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and I got my mom and dad and sister at home, older sister. She graduated 2 years ago. She's going to CLC now for accounting. And dad's a welder down in Becker, and mom does daycare at home in Hillman. So,
okay, so you're a Hillman young man. Okay.
Yep.
What are some of the activities you're involved in here at Piers, Jordan?
Right now I'm just in trap shooting, and yeah, in the springtime. So,
okay, when does that season begin?
Usually around
April. As soon as you can get out on the trap line.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
As soon as the weather gets warmer. Practice quite a bit.
That's really a growing activity in sport, isn't it, through the state high school league. Who has kind of headed that up here as far as instructors and leaders on that team?
Dave Russell really kind of promoted it a lot, I would say. He was kind of the one that got the school started with it, and that's just kind of how I got in it.
Okay. You're a big hunter. Is that what kind of led you naturally into trap shooting here? Are you a pheasant duck hunter, deer hunter? What's your...
I deer hunt bow, rifle, and muzzleloader, and I turkey hunt, but no birds in the air, so that was just friends did it, so I
okay.
hopped in with them.
I bet you watch the Outdoor Channel.
Yep, every once in a while.
I bet you do. Okay, so trap shooting, how does a trap meet work? How does the scoring work? Familiarize the people that are listening here to the Senior Spotlight with Jordan Brambrink. If they've never been exposed to trap shooting, what happens at a trap shooting meet?
So we only have one meet, like, as a couple different schools or whatever, and that's in Alexandria. But otherwise, we meet once a week on Mondays, and it's all electronically scored. So, like, we shoot two rounds of 25, and it's just whatever you miss, you know what I mean? So if you miss five, your score is a 20 out of 25, and then you get two sets of that. So,
okay. I'm not a trap shooter, but some of these questions might sound kind of naive, but does everybody have to have the same kind of shotgun, or is it you bring your own and whatever you bring to the range is what you shoot, or how does that work?
Yeah, pretty much. What do you have and what you're used to, there's a variety of guns out there, 20-gauge, 12-gauge, and over-under, just whatever you're comfortable with.
So in competition, you could shoot a 20-gauge or a 12-gauge. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't affect the shooting, the spread pattern or anything like that.
No, you use the same shot size and everything. So,
okay. Yeah. That Alexandria meet is really a big meet, too, isn't there? I mean, it's weird because when I've seen in years past when the scores come across to qualify for state-level competition and stuff, I mean, Piers is lumped in with some of those big Twin Cities metro schools in the same conference or district, however you want to put it. That's kind of a different arrangement, isn't it? Sometimes you think maybe some of those outlying schools or outstate schools maybe have a bit of an advantage because naturally they might have more kids that are used to handling a shotgun than some of those Twin City Metro kids.
Right, yeah, we just sometimes a little more comfortable with them and use them a lot more.
Now, talk about your other interests here at school, including the DOE. We've talked about that with some of the other students here on Senior Spotlight. Your employment opportunities, you work on a farm here, and talk about that and who you work with and what are your responsibilities there.
Yeah, I work on Daryl and Amy Sayers' big dairy farm out there, and I milk cows every morning before school and go there after school. Now I kind of slowed down with the harvest season over with, but it's, you know, always cleaning stuff, cleaning tractors, maintenance, a lot of stuff in the shop, and yeah, just overall helping out.
You really have to be kind of a jack of all trades if you're in that agricultural industry. You can't just say, well, I'm just going to be... You know, I'm just going to milk cows. There's so much more to being a farmer, isn't it, than just doing one thing. You got to be able to do everything and really do it pretty well if you're going to be successful.
Right, yeah. Even when I started, you know, I didn't grow up on a dairy farm. I grew
okay.
up just on a little beef hobby farm. And, yeah, there's a lot more to it than what a guy thinks. And
what's
yeah.
been the biggest surprise or maybe the most gratifying thing you've learned with your experience there?
I don't know. I would say, like, the feed and just how much science goes into it behind,
yeah.
you know, like, what, how the cow, you know, digests it and whatnot.
What are your future plans? What are your areas of interest to go and continue on once you leave Piers?
So Dad has the welding shop at home, too, so I've been welding ever since I was a young kid, and so that kind of, you know, interests me, but The plan is to go to either CLC or St. Cloud Tech for auto mechanic this coming up this fall. So
recently, Piers got the grant here for some new welding equipment here with Mr. Gruber and such down in that department here. Have you been involved with that, or where are you as far as the status of that, and when will that be implemented?
Yeah, we got 10 new welders, and they work great. Love them. Use them every day and down in the shop, working on stuff, helping other kids, and yeah.
With your dad being heavily involved in that industry, I would imagine that you might have become almost kind of a classroom leader, maybe with your just real-life experience watching your dad, working with your dad, that you might know some tips and tricks and be ahead of the class a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely helping a lot of younger kids coming up through the ranks there, and yeah, it's pretty fun, I think.
Any classes that you enjoy here at Piers that you've really kind of taken to that will lead you to a future plan?
So I just needed a science credit here to graduate, and they put me in the science of design and 3D printing, and that class has just been a blast. I love it.
Is that with Mr. Teske?
Yep. We got done with the 3D unit part, and now we did this vinyl printing, and that was a whole lot of fun. I had made some beamboard bags, or the boards or whatever, and we put a vinyl sticker on them, and that was a lot of fun doing that, and they turned out great.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how technology has come to the point where here in high school now you're doing the things like the 3D printing and the high technology welding, and just, boy, in my day in high school, it was, you know, you were doing math and science and reading, but you've really, the education opportunities have really been stepped up for students here. What would you tell young kids at Piers, maybe some advice that you would pass on now as a senior to a younger pioneer?
I would say if you're questioning it, just do it. I mean, you only go through this place once, and it's a whole lot of fun. It's as much fun as you make it.
Well, Jordan, thanks for taking some time with us, and good luck with the rest of your senior year. You're kind of in the home stretch now.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jordan Brandbrink with us here on a Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports.